Welcome to Empire Building, the podcast where we talk about building big businesses and even bigger lives. I'm your co-host, Seychelle Van Poole.
I'm Tiffany Fikes.
And I'm Wendy Papazan. Hi, guys. Oh, we're chuckling a little bit because
there was a miscommunication.
We weren't exactly sure who was introing this. So there was a long, long, awkward pause. Hopefully our producers edit out. But yeah, that was pretty funny. So a little bit of chuckle there.
Hey, really quickly. Great news in my little camera.
Ooh, tell me
the
more.
Next time I record the podcast, I will not have braces.
Yeah.
Everybody who's a listener thinks I all the time. And like, I have all the.
You mean a listener?
All the listeners.
All the listeners.
To say.
Aren't going to know how to deal with me later.
It's really funny. If you go back and listen to those first podcasts that you recorded right after you got your braces, yeah, it was pretty bad.
Yeah, I had just gotten them right when the podcast started. So I am so excited. So wanted to share my great
news.
That's
exciting. How long has it been?
15 months. So not horribly long, but with them in your mouth and like what happened, it's forever.
They're painful, right?
It's constant pain.
Yeah.
So I cannot wait.
Because you're getting your jaw realigned.
Yeah. I believe all my problems are going to go away on Tuesday of next week. When these come out of my head.
I love it.
Well, I highly doubt that. And
I
hope it's true. I hope it's true. Well, the topic of today's podcast is something that probably a lot of you are familiar with, actually. And if you're not, you're probably going to learn something today. We're going to be talking about the DISC, which is a personality assessment. It's a communication tool. It's a tool to understand other people's communication styles. And if you work in the sales industry, which most of us do, it's really great to be able to understand this so that when you're talking to a prospective client or prospective clients, you can really understand the way they communicate so that you can adapt your style and communicate effectively to them. So in order to do that, you need to kind of know who you are, what your personality communication style is. Once you know that, you can help understand what other people's are too. So I'd love to just know what everybody is, or maybe we can talk about the DISC and then chat about who's who.
I would love it for you as you're listening, you maybe as you're learning about the different personality profiles, maybe make a guess of what we are. So then
we'll tell you at the end.
We'll reveal at the end.
All right.
So you can guess, but then you can learn about them too. So you're not like listening going, oh, that's completely Tiffany, or oh, yes, I could see that's very much Wendy or Seychelle. So the DISC is really fun. So the DISC, as it sounds, has four components to it. You have the D, the I, the S, and the C. So there's four different components. Every organization needs all of these in their organization, number one, which is something like we were talking right before we started, I didn't realize. And so before I started like going down the personality profile, I literally thought there was a type A and a type B personality. And you were either extremely type A or you were maybe like a little not very fast moving. And so that was obviously very wrong. But learning about the DISC for me, like the first time I sat down, shout out to a guy named Patrick, but he taught me and walked me through the DISC for the first time at like 22. And I just remember my brain exploded. Yeah, great guy. Still around, super nice guy. And he was kind enough to sit down and like, I'm sure he probably saw me and was like, you have no idea what you're doing hiring people. Let me help you. It totally changed my world of how I viewed different people, personalities, how to bring out the best in them, how to work through the hard with them. It completely changed my world. So I'm so thankful to the DISC because it's taught me so much about humans and life and leadership. So it's very cool.
Well, let's start at the beginning, I guess. Let's start at the D. What is fascinating about the D is only 9% of the population lead with their D, which I think is so funny that it's the first letter. I mean, I'm sure it's the acronym, but also probably because the D refused to be anything but first in the list. So the D stands for dominance or driver. So they are the people that get it done. get into action, communicate quickly, results oriented, looking for new challenges. They focus on problems, they're decisive. And seriously, only 9% of the population, but it's the first one we talk about. And that's part of the personality and communication style of a D.
That's so funny. I love that. Well, then we have the I. A lot of you listeners probably have a good deal of I out there. And I stands for influence. I can stand for inspiring. So I is, you know, people with a high I tend to place an emphasis on shaping the environment by influencing or persuading others, which is basically sales. So the enthusiast, I styles, they're motivated by social recognition. They love group activities. They love relationships. And they prioritize taking action, collaboration, and just expressing enthusiasm. I mean, I probably say yay more than the average person. And they're often thought as warm, trusting, magnetic, convincing. And that is the I. So.
I love that. The S is a really cool one because S's are known for being steady and stable. And so people with a high S personality tend to place an emphasis on cooperating with others within existing circumstances to carry out a task. And so high S's can be huge empire protectors, and they're also known as the peacekeeper. So like if you have an empire protector in your world or someone that works to build consensus, a high S personality probably is helping to lead some of that because they love to bring people together and build consensus or to build like a solution for something. So high S's, you'll hear a lot of like steady, stable, security. The things that they fear or that you'll see them stress out over is like in times of change, because it's not steady, stable, you'll see them kind of go a little bit until they get their footing again. Offending others or letting people down is also a big fear of a high S personality. They really value loyalty. They love helping others. They love security and knowing, like if you're leading a high S personality, going into like a tough conversation, if they know their leader backs them 100%, you're going to see them actually show up like a high D personality. But if they feel like I'm walking into this tough conversation and I don't know if I'm making the right decision or if what I'm saying is going to be undercut or undermined or wrong, they're going to go into that conversation a lot more timid and less decisive. And so really having a team around them that supports them and believes in them and communicates that on a regular basis gives a high S personality a lot of confidence actually to show up like a high D personality. They can sometimes overuse modesty or passive resistance or compromise. Sometimes they'll compromise on something when they don't really agree with it just to avoid the confrontation. And so that's something to keep in mind as well. And when you're in conflict with them, really make sure that you're listening to their perspective because they're going to listen and be courteous to listen to your perspective. So if you're not a high S personality, really make sure that you are asking them for their feedback, asking for their perspective, because they're likely to keep their own needs and opinions to themselves unless you ask for it. And I love high S's. They're just amazing on the desk.
Okay, and then C is the end of the disc, which is the controller or conscientious are the two ones that I've heard them called. So they're exacting, they like information and details, they're analytical, they do not like to make quick decisions, often they're private, they focus on procedures and the constraints, so also problems. You heard me say that the D's focus on problems. They focus on like blowing through problems, and the C's focus on long, like pass around the problems and how to keep the problems from coming up. Yeah. So that's a quick overview on the C's as well. And I think it's super valuable to go through each of these on fear. And Seychelle, you already hit the S's fear. Mm-hmm. I'll just walk through all four fears really quickly.
I think that'd be great.
The D's, their greatest fear is looking weak or being taken advantage of. Mm. And that is important for you to know in communicating with them, because if you poke at their greatest fear, they're more likely to fight back. Yeah, mm-hmm. Erupt. So The Ds, the dominant or driver personalities, their greatest fear is looking weak or being taken advantage of.
Which is really important to know this in sales. Okay.
Yes. So
all of these are really important to know, obviously, but like this one in particular, because you've got a high action person, right, who wants things to be right. And if you're in a negotiation situation where you've got a high D or a high DC where they want it to be right and they want it to be right now, and their greatest fear is being taken advantage of, how you're wording things and what you're saying to them is really, really important. How you're communicating to them about maybe what the other party is saying. You have to make sure they don't feel like they are getting ripped off or taken advantage of, because somebody like that is going to, that's immediately where their brain is going to go. And you need to understand that about them.
Yeah. They go there fast. And one of the biggest things I've seen with a high D where you can go sideways in negotiation or in working with them is you all of a sudden start moving the cheese on a deal. Like when you come to agreement on a deal, the deal is a deal. Like if you start moving someone's compensation or you start clawing back compensation or you start moving the terms of the agreements, especially when it comes to their take-home pay or what their revenue is or bonuses, and you haven't really thought that through or set the expectation it could change, that's where I've seen like it go real sideways real fast, because they're like, wait, that wasn't the deal. I've been doing, right? They're a high D. I'm doing the things I need to do to accomplish that goal, make that happen. And now all of a sudden you're moving the cheese and changing the deal. That wasn't what we agreed on. And so I've seen that, like, as sales leaders, how often do people jump into business and they're like, oh, we're going to make this amazing thing and I'm going to give you this sweetheart of a deal. And then you get into it and you're like, oh shoot, I'm overcompensating. I don't have enough profit in there to pay myself. I made too sweet of a deal. Now I have to pull it back. Well, if you've hired a high D person, you got to be real careful on how you handle that situation and how you reassess that, because that's where you can go real sideways real fast.
I think to Wendy's point also, like the how you communicate any outcome with a D is crucial to their buy-in. So, you know, like it is a, what did the other person give up if you're having to give something up conversation? Mm-hmm. It is like, it's not, nobody wins. The win-win of Keller Williams is actually perfect for the D, because I want to see what I'm winning, what I'm getting, or what are they giving up if I'm giving something up? And so mm-hmm. knowing who your clients are so, so helpful in this. So, mm-hmm. so that's the D. The I's greatest fear is losing influence, being disapproved of, or being ignored. So how does that come up? Like knowing that, how do you communicate with an I?
Really, I hear what you're saying. I'm listening to you. I completely understand. Not ignoring emails, which obviously you wouldn't want to do anyway. Over communication, a lot of affirmations. Yes, you're right on track. Great idea. Let's do it that way. 100%. Like that, like constant approval is going to make a high I feel really good. Yeah. Just a lot of probably communication in the affirmative is going to help them a lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think too, they want to know they're making an impact. So if they're positively impacting the organization in a way or positively helping a client, like celebrating those wins out loud for a high I really likes to hear that too.
Well, and I's are also, whether they're clients or team members, they are not going to enter into a conflict conversation easily. So like you need to make sure that your client knows they can give you honest feedback. You really want to know how to improve, or your team member, that it's a safe place, that you're not going to take away relationship from them if they tell you something that they don't think you want to hear necessarily. So that's another thing that I've learned with eyes, is giving them safety to be honest, because eyes will be like, it's fine until they're gone.
Yeah.
Client or person.
Yeah. Or there will be a lot of feelings involved in that. Like eyes have a lot of feeling, and it's expressed as emotion. So if you're leading a bunch of high eyes, you know, which is often the case. If you're a leader of salespeople, you will be leading a lot of eyes. And so you'll be having a box of tissues in your office. You're going to be talking to people and they're going to be expressing their disappointment. And just understand that goes with the territory. Like, they are people and they have a lot of emotions and a lot of feelings. And if you're not that person, which a lot of leaders aren't necessarily as high eyes maybe as their salespeople are, you don't want to judge them for that. That is literally who they are. And those feelings come out, and just know that that's part of the territory. I mean, I would imagine that managing a bunch of salespeople is very different than managing a bunch of engineers. Very different management conversations. You know, you're going to just be dealing with a lot of emotion, a lot of feelings all the time.
My eye shows up in that way. Like, when I have to talk about something really important or really emotional, like, I will cry regardless. Like, I'm not sad necessarily. It's just important. And that comes out as tears. And I remember I had to tell my first manager, it was something, and it wasn't like he said something to me and I cried. It was like, I needed to talk to him about the level of stress in my job. And I couldn't do it without crying. And I started it with, now, I don't want you to think these tears mean I'm emotional or I'm not like logically thinking right now. Just ignore the tears and hear the words that I'm saying. But, you know, understanding that the emotions are just a part of who they are. And it doesn't mean they're, you know, it doesn't
unprofessional
mean any more than that.
Yes. Or that they're feminine or anything like that. Yeah, it's a high eye characteristic. It's not a male or female trait.
Okay, so S's, Seychelle already hit on this. They fear change, loss of stability, and offending others. So when we communicate with S's, say, you already gave us some tips, give us some more.
You know, we're in the real estate industry. Our market's changing all the time, right? It's always important to me, like, if we're making a major team decision or if there's a client negotiation going on and I have a high S personality, I like to give them a heads up that information's coming, then give them the information, and then let them know that I have some ideas already of a game plan. So they know there's some security there of already knowing that there's ideas, but that I want their input too before I give my ideas and give them some time to think about it. And so I'm married to a high S personality and my sister's a high S personality and I have a ton of my team members that are high S. So I'm like completely covered in high S personalities.
Well, it's because you need all these high S's to slow you personally 100%. Down, Seychelle. You're 100%. The fastest person I know. So like if you don't have all 100%. These high S, yeah, you're like pow, 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 pow.
I would be in so much trouble. I would be in so much trouble because I do. I need people to like rein me in. Spoiler alert, I don't have any S. I can't find it. I don't know where it is in my personality. So we can cross that one off of my guess of what I am list. But I so appreciate it because I have such a void in my personality of like y'all literally on the disc. I'm like a 1 out of 100 on S, like cannot find it. So I have such a deep love and appreciation for a high S person because I have such a lack of it and know I need it. I think that's why I love working with it so much because it's none of what I am. It's like literally the yin to my yang. And so it allows our organizations and our client relationships to be better because people have that in my world.
Well, and this would look like with a client, first of all, 70% of the population is a high S.
Yeah. So you need to know and love S's if you are not
70% of the population is a high S. Most people don't like change. They hate change.
Yeah.
I don't like, people don't like change. And so a high S is going to be like, hey, you know what? First of all, I want to let you know we've got a process for everything. So we're following a process. Secondly, at the very beginning of whatever we're doing, I'm going to walk you through the process. I'm going to walk you through the whole thing. I'm going to give you the big picture and we're going to take it step by step by step by step. And once we get to each step, I'm going to be going over it again, right? I'm going to be going over when we get to this point in the deal, I'm going to go over this again. And in fact, I'm going to go over it even before we actually do it. And that's really what good customer service looks like for someone like that who's a high S.
I love that.
And if you've got someone who's a high D, that kind of stuff is going to drive them crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, but for most people, that process is going to work really, really well. And when you've got, you know, you're working with someone who's not that way, you don't want to send an email the next 15 steps. They don't want to see all that. That drives them crazy. But yeah, so that high S is really like, here's the process. Here's each bit along the way. Do you have any questions? Right. And when things go haywire in a deal, that's when high S's really struggle.
Yeah. And they need time. You know, if the market's fast and they don't have days, that's fine. But you need to give them 5 minutes, you know, in the craziest period. Yeah. Like here's to Say's point, like here's the information. Here's the decision that we need to make. Here's my thoughts. You know, if you're talking to a client, here's my thoughts on it. And I want you all to talk about it. So I'm going to call you back in 5 minutes and you talk about it. And just that space for an S can be the difference between their ability to move forward and them getting completely stuck and then able to make a decision.
And this is so important on your teams. So especially if you're a quick processor and you've got people who probably aren't, not, say Jill's pointing to herself. If you are not that, if you've got people on your team who are not that quick at processing, you guys need to understand each other. So they need to understand you and you need to understand them. And you need to empower them to say, listen, this is all great. I'm not ready to make a decision about this right now. You know, this happened the other day. We were in our commercial sync up. And my amazing director of operations, Athea, I was ready to make a decision that somebody else had brought up. And she was like, you know what? I was just overriding her. I could tell I was just overriding her in the meeting, which I do. And she felt comfortable and trusted me enough to say, listen, Wendy, I think we really just need to take a pause here. I need to think about this and I need to think about all the consequences of this decision, which is what you want.
I love
because because even though you're a quick processor, your brain isn't probably going through every iteration. You don't even know what it is. And so I can't even tell you how much I appreciated her in that moment. And I was like, wow, you are really looking out for our team. So appreciate it.
Athea is awesome. So shout out to you, Athea. And I love that you have built a trust and relationship in that, and that you gave each other permission to have that conversation, because not everybody would do that. So that's a huge leadership lesson in there too. A hack that I have learned, because I have no S, is with clients or with our team, when I'm thinking about something or I need a client to make a decision or a team member to make a decision, I've kind of put into a system, like with clients, where we send them an email with all the data for them to download, digest, whether it's like pricing for your house or showing statistics and feedback or whatever that is. We send them the data first and then we schedule a time to talk about it. Do the same with team members when it's a big decision. I'm going to send you information that I just received from a client that's ticked off. I took notes exactly how they said it. So this is not emotional. This is what they have said. I'm sure you're going to have another perspective for me. So I'm going to send you the notes of what they've said. I want you to read it. And then I want you to put your thoughts together because I'm going to want to hear your perspective. But that, like, being able to send it first, let them process, take a minute, and then schedule a time to talk about it allows that to kind of have that safety in that conversation too. And that's helped me a lot as somebody who doesn't have S in their personality to kind of like build that trust and process with it.
I love it. Okay. So C's. The C's fear being wrong, criticism, and strong emotions. So that's what the C's fear. I am married to a C.
Me too.
And
me too.
My love language is like, tell me what I've done wrong so that I can learn and move forward
and fix it
faster.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, that's been a large part of our marriage work is like my, like what I would receive as love is literally his
the
greatest fear in life.
Yes. So, yes. I'm 100% empathizing with you on that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's really interesting because Jay's a high C too, and he's constantly, like not constantly, but he'll often say, you know, because like when somebody gives me, like you just said, like feedback, it's not criticism to me.
No.
I'm just like, oh, this is awesome. Like, thank you. And he views it as criticism. And no matter how many times I say, like, listen, I'm not criticizing you and you're a high C. Like, you need to know this about yourself. You view things as criticism. He just doesn't get it. Like, he just can't get it.
You're criticizing him for taking advantage of criticism.
How's that working? Is it great?
Yeah, it's not working too well. Yeah. But this is super important.
No,
yeah.
It really is. They want a lot of information, but they don't want the emotions and the critique, let's say. They want to decide for themselves what they need to do better.
Something I will say I love about high C personalities is they probably have already thought through a lot of the pitfalls, problems, or things that need to be fixed before you, if you are not high C, is even aware they exist in the world.
Yeah.
And so something I have learned being married to a high C and surrounded by lots of high Cs is the phrase, I'm guessing you have already noticed this, or I'm guessing you're already aware of it, or I bet you've already actually fixed this, but I need to verbally get this out of my head for a minute because it's sitting on my chest or head or whatever, right? Like, and I just want to make sure I'm bringing it up in case for some reason you haven't yet. 9.9 out of 10 times, they already know about it. Yeah. And have either fixed it, have a process for it, a solution, have already done something about it. But there's like a 0.1% of the time that you're like, aha, I got something first.
That's so smart. Well, and that's just really important because if you're not that person, you're not constantly mitigating risk all the time. It can be hard because you're like, gosh, what a downer, you know, or you're like always thinking about the negative, the downside of everything. And you're lucky to have that person in your life, I think. Yes. I don't know what the percentage of population of C's are, but it's probably second only to D's as far as like rare personality types.
High C's keep us out of jail.
Well, I mean, they do prevent a lot of problems.
I know. You know?
And yeah. I can remember we got a sprinkler system installed and, you know, that little key that goes in the box that you turn and you open it. And then there's a little wheel inside and everything. Mm-hmm. So I was showing Jay that without even saying anything, he just walks away from the conversation, goes inside. And I'm thinking like, okay, what's going on here? And so he goes and he grabs a carabiner, you know, those like things that you use, and he just clips it onto the end of the key because in his mind, the key had already fallen through the slats of the deck.
Yeah.
Underneath, he was like grubbing around looking for the key because our kids were pretty little at the time.
Yeah.
And so he was just like going through all those scenarios. And so if someone had asked me, what are all the things that could go wrong with a sprinkler box? I never, ever, 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 ever would have done that.
Yeah.
So it's just a very different way of thinking.
Well, and with the C's, like, go into a lot of detail in communicating with them. The S's, they actually just want to know that you have a process. They don't so much care about every single detail. Yeah. The C's do. They want to know every single thing. So, you know, if you're thinking about negotiating, like, tell them the 8 ideas you had and didn't go forward with and the reasons why you did not move forward with that. Or what are all the numbers? Be prepared for, you know, all your conversations with C personalities with lots and lots of details.
Which is why if you have some kind of presentation, you need to understand that you're tailoring your communication. And often you're tailoring your communication to not just one person, but sometimes two people who probably have very different personality styles. So that's the trick. That's always the trick when you're trying to sell something is you're trying to cater to different personality styles. I can remember I had prepared all these numbers and details and I was in a house standing across from like the kitchen counter from someone. And I pushed the sort of the data across the kitchen counter to this person. And I watched this guy take a half step backwards. And it was such a small thing. And I immediately knew like this guy is not a high C. He's not interested in this. So I just pulled the paper back towards me very subtly. And we continued our conversation. But when you're a salesperson, like you need to understand, you need to be able to pick up on that. Like if you call someone and you ask them to tell them about their house, and the first thing they say is, it's 3,184 square feet.
You're dealing with a C.
You're dealing with a C. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
100%. Yeah. Yep. Do you guys look for in your team members? I'm just curious because we talked about oftentimes you probably have not just one part of the personality, like of DISC, you probably have two leading characteristics. Do you find it makes a difference if somebody is high I or high S without any D or C as a dominant trait? I'll tell you like an example. Like I have found like for me when I'm interviewing, and I don't just, this is not a discrimination thing. This is like looking for roles. If somebody has very high I, high S, but no D or C, I am having to help them figure out how to move through stress or problems or tough situations more because they're either not driving their way through the situation or checklist organizing their way through the situation. And so that's not a reason not to hire someone, but I find if somebody is high I, high S or high S, high I without D and C, that I am having to make sure I'm really having coaching conversations around like adapting in times of stress to help them move through something to get to the other side of it. I don't know if y'all have experienced that, but that's something I've observed as a leader like to help with.
Every combination creates opportunity. I mean,
yeah,
our discs create opportunities for all of that. And that's why it's 100% so important to understand is become a student of this. You know, I can't think of who said this, but they said in all conversations, one person is going to be uncomfortable. Make sure it's you. If you're not talking to somebody that is just like you, in any conversation, somebody is going to be uncomfortable. Make sure it's you. Make sure that you're adapting your communication style to the person on the other side. So whether that's a leader, whether that's a client, be aware of all of these things. And like Seychelle knows IS is a certain way she's going to need to coach that person. Mm-hmm. Study, and learn those things because it'll just make you a better communicator. It'll make you a better negotiator. It'll make you a better leader. So I hope that this week's episode on DISC is exciting you. We don't want to leave them hanging on what our DISC personality is.
Yeah.
So as we leave, Seychelle, you've told us you're not an S. What are you?
I am not an S. I am like 95% D, like 97% I. Like I am D-I, I-D.
I-D.
Just depending on the situation. Like they're so close that they kind of flex depending on who I'm around. But you probably, like you would say I'm an I-D, but like if I'm around somebody that's higher I than I am, I'm going to flex my D more. So it just depends on, they're so close together. We were talking about the size of your graph does matter on this. So size matters when it comes to the DISC. Like I do not have any S or C. Like they're on the floor. So for me, it's very hard for me to adapt my personality. When I'm in a room full of high S or high C personalities, I have to be like so intentional. And being married to that has probably almost allowed me to lean into my personality more, right? But in times of conflict with a high S, high C personality, I really have to slow it down and I really have to plan it out and think it through because there's no amount of faking it that anyone would ever think that I am a high S or high C personality. So my graph is so big, my personality is so defined. That's something just to pay attention to when you're looking at the DISC, which is kind of cool, knowing that about yourself too. So I just know I can't adapt easily. So I have to really intentionally adapt. What about y'all? Wendy, what are you?
I'm the same.
You're an ID?
Yeah. I mean, I would say like S and C is on the floor and yeah, I'm an ID.
So I'm a DI. My D is 99D and my I is in the 90s also, which is interesting because I'm not an extrovert. And so people often think I'm not an I, but in communicating, in communication style, I am very much an I.
Mm-hmm.
9% of the population, 3 of them are on this call right now, which means we got to slow some stuff down for the rest of the world, ladies.
Yeah, that is so true.
That's Wendy so true. Constantly tells me that. Seychelle, slow down. I get that a lot.
Well, you give me whiplash sometimes.
I'm sorry.
Well, ladies, today was so great. So glad we were able to talk about the DISC and how you use this as a communication tool. It's not necessarily your behavioral style. It's really a way to communicate with others, a way to communicate with your family, a way to communicate with your team members, and a way to communicate with your clients. And that all starts with knowing who you are, right? You got to know who you are before you can really help others understand who they are. And as leaders, as empire builders, we're constantly flexing our communication so that we can communicate better with others. That's always our job, okay? We don't get to walk around and say, oh, I'm a high D, so that means I get to be, you know, a jerk.
Deal with it.
It's not, it's not acceptable. Not how it works. Absolutely not acceptable. So as you guys are going out and building your big businesses and even bigger lives, we hope you use the DISC or other personality assessments so that you can continue to grow as leaders. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Don't forget to leave us a 5-star rating and review, and we will catch you next time. Bye.
Bye. Bye.